good. Couldn't help but think of Jennifer. Rick and Kim had a grandson born in the garage. Jennifer had one born on the side of the road. I don't know. I reckon we can just have blessings everywhere, can't we? No matter where it's at. I saw a lot of things this week. The Lord has been good. Well, we're going to see just how good He is to you here just in a minute. We're going to see. We're going to see what you're going to do about it. All right? He's been good to you. We're going to show you how good He is. Now, but then we're going to ask you what you're going to do about it. All right? The thing about that, it's going to be what you're going to do about how good the Lord is to you. Think about that this morning. All right? We all right? Been good this morning. I come to get in. I didn't come to get out. All right? Well, let's pray together. Father, I come, and You are so wonderful. You are so wonderful to me, and I thank You. I deserve nothing. You give me everything. And Lord, I ask You now to cleanse my mind, my heart. Use me as You see fit. Lord, preach me as You want me to preach. But may the Word of God this morning be what speaks to our heart and our mind. And Lord, this morning, we don't need challenged. Lord, You've done challenges. Lord, we don't need change. You've done changes. What we need is commitment. And Lord, I pray this morning that we might study about that in our heart and our mind this morning. And we're going to thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, let's look and see what we got this morning, all right? Keeping our hearts fixed. That's just our theme. We're not going to preach on that this morning, but that's our theme. My heart is fixed. I can say that. We've laughed this week. I can say that twice. My heart is fixed. I just got out of the hospital. My heart is fixed, oh God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. That's what it says, ain't it? You want to say it? Let me ask you. The last 4 weeks, have you worked on your heart? All right, we've given you 8 messages about your heart. Has it helped you? Talk to me. Has it helped you any at all? Do you remember any of them? Do you remember anything? Do you know what day it is? Do you know where you're at? Do you know your name? Huh? All right, listen, my heart is fixed, oh God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. There's no need me preaching another month on it. All right, if 8 don't get it, 9 ain't going to get it. All right, so think about that. We all right? Our God is so high above us. That's where we're going to start at right now. Our God is so high above us. I was reading there a while ago, and I shared it with Steve a while ago, and I got to read this to you. This ain't the message. I was just sitting there reading, and I've read it many, many times, but it just hit me good this morning about how powerful God is. In Psalms 114, it says, when Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, from people of a strange language, Judah was his sanctuary. He's talking about how great God was, and Judah was his sanctuary, and Israel was dominion, how he's over the children of Israel, you know. But here's what I like. The sea saw it and fled. That's pretty powerful when the sea sees the power of the Lord and just runs. Yeah. Yeah. Now, when Moses come down to the Red Sea, that's what it's talking about, and the Lord was with him, and the sea just run from him. And it said, and then Jordan was driven back. He get ready to cross the Red Sea or to cross the Jordan River with Joshua, and it just back plumb up to the city of Adam, is what the Bible said. And then the mountains skip. I just want you to understand, when we talk about how big God is, He's bigger than you can believe Him to be. All right? He's bigger than that. Your mind can't comprehend. You can't believe how big He is. He's so big, you can't believe how big He is. He's so mighty, you can't believe how mighty He is. He's more, whatever you figure, He's more than that. That's what I'm trying to tell you. And He has no need of nothing. Do you realize that the Lord has no need of nothing? Why? Well, He's omnipotent. He's all power. All right? He's all power. Almighty. Is that not true? Yeah. Talk to me. Hang with me. Yeah. All right? He's all about, well, he's omniscient. He's all-knowing. Yeah. That's better than knowing all. He's all-knowing. All right? Because nothing ever occurs to Him. Right. All right? He ain't learning. You understand that God ain't learning. Everybody understand that? God don't learn. Say, well, God's learning who I am. No, God knows who we are, what we're going to be, what we was. There's nothing ever will ever occur to God. Alright? He's all power. He's all knowing. And he's omnipresent. He's everywhere at once all the time. But think about that. He's everywhere at once all the time. Now think about that. He's everywhere at once all the time. Do you, can you comprehend it? He's everywhere at once all the time. That's how big he is. To me, that's wonderful. And he gives and he gives and he gives. But just how grateful am I for it? How thankful am I personally? How thankful are you personally? Huh? For all that he's done, I want you to ask yourself, what am I doing for him? For all that he's done, what am I doing for him? What does he deserve from me? Ask yourself that. What does he deserve from me? Alright? Ask yourself that question. What does the Lord deserve from you? Now, you alone know what he's done. Nobody knows everything he's done for you but you. What does he deserve from you? Does he deserve anything? Now, if you just go back and look at the things he's done for you physically, things he's done for you financially, the things he's done when you were really stupid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that alone, we all just say, all right, what do you need? I'll do it right now. Right? Because we're all stupid. I'm not trying to be rude or anything, but everybody in here is stupid. At one time or another, we've all been stupid. All right? Think about that. Everybody in here has had a prayer answered. But what does he deserve? You tell me. What does he deserve? See, we've been preaching on your heart. Now we're going to preach on commitment. We're going to preach on commitment for a while and just see what we're willing to do out of our own heart and why we're going to do it out of our own heart. Why we're willing to do. Is everybody all right with that? As look, we're going to read some scripture this morning. Going to be a lot of scripture. All right? Let the Bible preach it itself. All right? Psalms 116, 1 through 12. I'm going to read it slow. We may preach a little bit as we go. We may not. Let's read it and see. I love the Lord. Can anybody say that with me? I love the Lord. Why? Because he hath heard my voice and my supplications. I love the Lord because he hath inclined his ear to me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live.
Yeah.
Huh? The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then call I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord, and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. Huh? I was brought low, and he helped me. Huh? Return to thy rest, O my soul. For the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. Talking to my soul. The psalmist is told him, they say, go ahead and rest, soul. The Lord has dealt with you bountifully. He'd give you everything. Just go ahead and rest.
Yes.
Huh? For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. Wow. Huh? I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. We didn't preach a whole message right there. Well, I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Now that don't just mean at the church house. That means every day in the world that we're going to walk for the Lord. Walk with the Lord. Walk in his name. All right? I believed. Therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render unto the Lord for all His benefits toward me? What shall I render? What shall I render? Now, let's read that out loud together. What shall I render unto the Lord for all His benefits toward me? Now, there's nothing we can give the Lord because He's got everything. All right? But that ain't talking about giving Him gifts. That word render there is what we offer Him. Our offering to Him. All right? See, what it is, it's like me and Rick, we run around sometimes we went to friends down here, and when we get in, he said, now, it's my turn. That's what he'll tell me. It's my turn. And we'll go maybe to Tudor's or something, get a cup of coffee. I said, it's my turn today. And we'll go to friends and eat breakfast, and we'll go to Tudor's and eat white beans. It's my treat. It's my turn. Now, I'm not giving him nothing. I'm not trying to one-up him because he brought breakfast at friends. Everybody follow me? But I'm offering a gift to him because I love Brother Rick. So we go, it's my turn. It's my turn. Well, when is the Lord ever going to get his turn? When's he ever going to get his turn? When are we ever going to buy his lunch? When are we ever going to go buy his breakfast? When are we going to just go ahead and be a Christian? Huh? When are we going to go ahead and serve the Lord and not the world? When are we going to go ahead and serve the Lord and not mammon? When are we going to go ahead and follow the Lord, whether anybody likes it or not? Whether it hair lips everybody in the country, who cares? When are we going to go ahead and do that? Huh? When are we going to go ahead and be a Christian every day, all day? When are we going to go ahead and walk with the Lord every day, all day? When are we going to go ahead and be what He said we are to be because He done give us the power to be it? When are we going to go ahead and do it and quit lying and backing off and being a wimp and a coward and a panty-waist Christian and go ahead and stand for God?
Amen.
When are we going to do that? What shall I render unto the Lord for all His benefits toward me? All the benefits toward me, well, what are they? What are His benefits? Why ain't no way I can count them? Are they? All right, well, let's see. Psalms 103, let's look at Psalms 103. Y'all okay? We're just reading the Bible. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Well, let's see what they are. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Huh? Let's just start with that. Let's start at the beginning. Where did you start with the Lord? He forgave all your iniquities. That's where you started with it. That's where you started. When you got up off your face from calling on God to save you, He forgave all your iniquities. What shall I render to the Lord for all His benefits toward me? If He don't do anything else, what does He deserve from you this morning? What does He deserve from me for all His benefits toward me? Huh? Who healeth all thy diseases. Can I tell you, can I go ahead and praise the Lord for Mark this morning? Let me pray. I ain't praising him for the preacher. I'm going to praise him for the child of God that I am. I had a heart doctor's appointment Wednesday with Dr. Stanton down in Charleston, my first time I've ever seen him. And I've been waiting for months, been waiting for 6 months to see him. I've had a lot of problems. Ate a lot of nitroglycerin. Had a lot of problems. There's been days I've eaten nitroglycerin like Tic Tacs. I mean, I've had a bad, hard time. And it's been rough on me. I had a lot of other issues with it. Blood pressure done messed up again, and chest pains, days I spent in a recliner, not able to do anything because my chest thought was going to just rip them out. Went down and seen Dr. Stanton Wednesday. He examined me, and he said, I would like to put you in a hospital tonight. He said, if you don't have a heart attack, you're going to miss the best chance you'll have in a while. That was his exact words. If you don't have a heart attack, you're going to miss the best chance you're going to have in a while. I said, well, if that's what you want to do, that's what we'll do. So, they put me in the hospital Wednesday night. All right? He already looked on all my past test results and everything. He said, I don't like what I read. I don't like what I'm seeing. He said, I'm not going to go through a bunch of tests. I'm going to go straight into a cath on you. And he said, and I'll get the answer. Sounds good to me. All right, so I went in the hospital Wednesday night. Thursday, I went in and we had the cath. Mooney was down there with Cheryl and Brother Rick come down and I had the cath. Well, I'm awake when he does this. We're talking. Me and him's talking. Me and him, the people's talking. He's got that big TV screen there. And he said, all right. He said, preacher man, let's look at this. And he started, and he said, well, that ain't right. Well, I'm thinking, okay. He said, this ain't what I just looked at. This ain't what the previous calf showed. He said, this artery was not like that on this other calf. And he came on and said, huh, well, that's not like that. There's no blockage there. He said, well, that artery is just really big. That's really a big. He said, you're built for stout. He said, you got stout arteries. He said, that looks really big. He said, well, that don't look right. He said, well, look at him. He got whoever's helping him. He said, look at this. He said, see, that don't look the same. They said, no, it don't. And they're having this conversation. I'm laying there, you know. And they said, now, can I tell you, now, we got medical people here with Pat and Trisha. Y'all tell me, does calves get better? Did your arteries get better on their own? Do they just get better? You tell me, Pat. I mean, do they get better on their own? If you're looking at a calf from last year and looking at that and they don't, and one's better, something happened, didn't it? Yeah. Well, can I tell you, it wasn't Dr. Stanton that done it. He didn't send no ramrod up in there like you cleaned a gun barrel. I mean, that ain't what cleaned them out. I want to tell you this morning that I'm standing here today. I didn't have a heart attack, and now I got some other issues. We all got issues, all right? But I'm going to tell you that he does heal from all diseases. And I personally believe it's because you people was on your face Wednesday night praying while I was down in the hospital. Y'all was praying for me here at the church house, and y'all prayed for me Thursday. And so did the church down in Tennessee and some other churches. And I firmly believe now, it don't matter if anybody else believes it. It don't matter what anybody else says. I'm going to tell you what God has done for me. So what will I render unto the Lord for all these benefits toward me? I think I might just go ahead and give him a little bit more than I praise. I might go ahead and just give him my life and tell him, take me and do whatever is necessary.
Amen.
Huh? Amen. Who redeemeth my life from destruction. He didn't just forgive my iniquity. He ain't just healed my disease, but he has saved my life from destruction. Can I tell you this morning that there's everybody in this church house should have done been destroyed. Sin was destroying you. It was tearing your life apart, and your life was a wreck. It was a mess till somebody named Jesus got a hold of your life and changed your life for morning. What will I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. Hey, ain't nobody like him this morning. Does he care? Oh, yes, he cares. Ain't nobody cares like he cares. Who satisfies my mouth with good things. Who satisfies my mouth with good things. Huh? So that thy youth is renewed like eagles. Now, I'm waiting on that part. Huh? I'm waiting on that part, but I think I'm on the right road. Huh? We all right? Are you hearing me? The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Can I go back to that healing for a minute? I got to see the oncologist about my cancer to February the 11th. Can I tell you that I'm less concerned about that now than I am my heart? And I'm not concerned at all about my heart. Does anybody understand that? My worry meter is below zero. Huh? We all right? I might be plumb eat up with cancer. I meet up with ignorance a lot of times, so it was. All right. The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. We all right? He made known these ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. Now, why would David, after a couple thousand years, want to remind the children of Israel, now don't forget what he done for Moses. And why would it be written in the New Testament that those things written beforehand were written for our learning? Why would he want us to remember? Because of the care and the greatness of an almighty God who took care of the children of Israel, and he takes care of me in you the same way. What will you render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward you?
Yeah.
Are we okay? The Lord's merciful and gracious. Ain't you glad?
Yeah.
Ain't you glad he's slow to anger?
Yeah.
Huh? Ain't you glad he's slow to anger?
Yeah.
How many of us ought to have been in a lot of trouble?
Yeah.
Huh? All of us ought to have been in a lot, but he was slow to anger. And he gave us plenty of mercy. Huh? That's what it says, ain't it? We okay? He will not always chide. Neither will he keep his anger forever. Now he ain't going to take us somewhere. He ain't a pushover. Now, the scripture wants to make sure you understand. He gives, 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 but now he ain't just a pushover. He ain't naive. Okay? He had not dealt with us. If there's any reason, think about it. He had not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Ain't nobody here got what we deserve. Nobody. Nobody. We've got by. Oh my goodness, we've got by because of his grace and his mercy. Huh? For as the heaven is high above there, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions. He didn't just forgive me, but he took them out of the way.
Wow.
What did he do? He nailed them to his cross and done away with them. That's what he done with us. Huh? Are we okay? Hang with me now. Like as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities them that fear him. As a father pities his children. You know how we pity our kids? Huh? You know? We give and give and give our kids. They're stupid, and we give. We take up for them. We fix, we fix, we fix, we fix, we fix. We pity him.
Amen.
He keeps patching us up.
Yeah.
And patching us up.
Yeah.
This song Mateo used to sing. And he keeps patching me up and patching me. Don't deserve nothing. He keeps patching me up.
Yeah.
How many times he patched you up? You do it again, he patches you up. You lie to him, and he fixes it and patches you up and sends you on. And you promise him, and you don't do what you promise, and he patches you up. You get in trouble, and he gets you out of it, he patches you up. You make a mess of your life, and he fixes it, he patches you up. Over and over and over. Is that what he does? Every day. What will you render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward us? Huh? For he knoweth our frame. He remembers that we are dust. Huh? For as for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children. Huh?
Yeah.
That's our grandbabies.
Yeah.
Huh? Hey, Jen, hey, get to the grandbabies. Huh? Hey, Mooney, you got that miracle grandbaby. I seen you holding that miracle grandbaby back here a while ago.
Yeah.
That ain't just a grandbaby, you know that. That is a miracle great grandbaby. Do you realize that? That was your grandbaby's baby.
Yeah.
It's a miracle.
Yeah.
And she's going to have another here in a couple of months. Huh? Ain't that wonderful? Where's yours at, Max? You all the time hungry. You got that grandbaby all the time on you. Huh? We understand that, don't we?
Yeah.
Everybody all right? Are you listening to me? But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear Him, and His righteousness unto children's children. Huh? Listen, I love Marcus and Philip, but I like grandkids better.
Yeah.
Huh? I really don't, but that's what I'll say. Huh? For all He's done, for all that He's done, it's time for full commitment. For all that He's done, it's time for full surrender. For all that He's done, it's time for full attention. Yeah. That He gets full attention.
Right.
Not Sunday morning attention. Not when we're in trouble attention.
Right.
Huh? Not commitment when we're put in an office. Huh? Full surrender, not when something's expected of us from somebody else. Whoa! What does the Lord expect of us? Does not the Bible say, what does the Lord require of me but to walk circumspectly in the world? Ain't I supposed to walk with Him every day? Ain't I supposed to love Him every day? I mean, read your Bible. He tells us what He requires of us. Does He not? Are we okay? See, it's time to be a Christian. All right? Now, that was all Scripture. That was all our text. Now we're going to preach to you. All right, you ready? How about we give Him something? How about we give Him our time? Why don't you, this morning, just go ahead and decide that you're going to give Him your time? Are you hearing me? You say, well, I give Him my time. No, you don't. You give Him your leftover time. You'll give Him your time. You squeeze Him in. You squeeze Him in. That's why you don't pray every day. That's why you don't read every day. That's why you miss church. That's why you don't do this, and this when it comes to the things of God, because you don't give Him your time. That's why. You say, well, I've got other stuff to do. Okay, I've got other stuff to do. Lord, you'll have to wait. That makes a lot of sense. God, you wait. I'm busy. Are you hearing me? God, you wait. I don't have time, God, right now. I got something I want to do. Are you listening to me? Now, I don't know. I'm from Winona. I don't know a lot. But that sounds kind of brazen. For me to say, God, I don't have time right now. I got to get this done. Okay, well, what I'll do is I'll break both your legs and you won't get nothing done. We'll give you a heart attack. We'll give you a sick kid so you have to spend all your time in the hospital with your kid. We'll give you a sick husband, a sick wife. Are you listening to me? Go ahead and run your nose up and say, I don't have time.
Right.
Go ahead. That ain't not my business. That's your business. How about our talent? These people in here have got all kinds of talents. And some people say, well, I got talent, but I'm bashful. Well, who says that you got to use your talent during a church service? I'm going to tell you why it's in your mind. Because that's the only place you want to be a Christian.
Hello.
It's the only place you want to be a preacher.
Right.
Some of you young preachers,
right.
You want to go preach when somebody asks you?
Right.
He said for you to go. He didn't say for to go when they call you.
Yeah.
Well, how do I do it? Well, read your Bible. Well, they'll throw me in jail. Then now you're cutting it. Now you're going to get in there where the disciples were.
Amen.
Young preacher.
Amen. Yeah.
We okay? You preached on the street yet? Have you preached on the street yet? I have. You preached on the street yet? Huh? Don't say I ain't got nowhere to preach. Nah, don't hear that. If that's the case, then you got a profession, not a calling. You need to stay home.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Our time, our talent, huh? They gather down here at the pavilion in town and sing songs from hell. Why don't y'all can sing? Why don't y'all go down there and gather up and sing for the Lord? Or are you waiting for a performance on stage? He gave you the talent. You going to use it? Preaching for a commitment this morning, but not preaching for friends. Huh? How about we give him our tithe? Huh? Brother Rick Vance is telling me, if you really study about giving, you probably ain't going to like what the Bible says you.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Can I go ahead and share some of it with him, Rick? You care? I don't want to take his thunder. He may have that for a message. But he's been studying about giving, you know. You read the old Bible, you know. If anything fell off the wagon, you give it. You give. Even Brother Jeremy was talking about gleaning the fields. I mean, he's been talking about working. If you don't work, you don't eat. You know, you give the corners of the field.
Yeah.
You don't. And we all, if anybody been around a farm, you make that circle. You make sure that was all cut over, but you didn't try to get the baler in there. You leave that for the people. If anything fell off the wagon, wasn't yours. Huh? Anything you find, you give away. And then the Bible says to give as God's prospered you. Not just a tenth, but give as He's prospered you. If He's prospered you a lot, give Him more than a tenth. Personally, I think a tenth is a baseline. But are we okay? There's always a dead spot when we speak of money. And you know why? Because we're not committed to it. Hmm? How about we give him our children? Instead of giving them to Pharaoh.
Yeah, there you go.
Why don't we give our children to God instead of giving them to the world?
Amen.
Now I know we got school teachers here, and I believe we got some godly school teachers in public school. I do. I believe we got some ungodly ones. But I believe we got some ungodly Sunday school teachers in places too.
Yeah.
They may not here, but I believe we got ungodly people in the pulpit.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So everybody, we'll make sure everybody understands what I'm saying. We okay? But I don't think we ought to send our children to the world to have the world teach them.
That's right. Amen.
Why would we let Pharaoh teach our kids?
Amen. Amen.
They're going to slip in their philosophies. They're going to slip in. Then we got to combat it when we get them home to try to unteach what they've been taught all day.
Yes.
But then we were involved with so much stuff, we miss out on reteaching them. And then we miss church because we're so sucked into the world system, we ain't going to let the church teach them. And then our kids go to hell in a handbasket and we've carried them there.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Amen.
How about we give him our children? How about we give the Lord back his church?
Yeah.
He's the one that bought and paid for it.
Yeah.
How about we quit coming to church and hoping somebody sings our song?
Mm. Hello.
Mm. Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
How about we quit coming to church and hope it don't last too long because we got world events to go to? Why don't we give him back his church that he bought and paid for at Calvary?
Yes.
For the Bible says that he purchased it with his blood.
Yes.
How about we go ahead and do that? Huh? How about we give him our community instead of letting hell have them? Why don't we go make the difference in him? Why do we have to organize? Why does the preacher have to organize you to be a Christian? Why can't you be a Christian every day in the world and then let me teach you and feed you to where you have the strength to go out into the world and community. Why can't we do it like the Bible teaches? Instead of waiting for me to organize something, an event for the world to go try to make a dent in, why can't you do it every day? What shall I render unto the Lord for all His benefits toward me? Why can't you do it? Huh? How about we give Him our family? How about we gather up dads? How about dads become a Christian dad and gather up the children and for four generations, gather them up and say, we're going to the house of God. This ain't going on Sunday. This ain't going on Wednesday. This ain't going on before we go to bed. We're going to be a Christian. We're going to read our Bible. We're going to pray. We're going to go to God's house. And I'm going to lead you because I'm the head of the home. And I'm the spiritual leader. And I'm going to lead you. Why can't we have some men that will do that?
Yeah, come on.
Why can't we give Him our friends? Huh? We can't change our friend. We can't. He can. Why can't we give Him our friends? Why can't we let the Lord take our friends? Why can't we? Now, you say, well, we got to be careful who we're friends with. Bible says Jesus is a friend of sinners. There's a difference in being friends of sinners and running with them. I'm not going to the tractor bar to try to win a drum. I'm going to go to their house. Anybody hear me? I'm not going to the tractor bar. I'm not going to the hellhole tractor bar that the county promotes and a lot of professing Christians back. I'm not going to the tractor bar. I'm going to try to win them down at their house or at Walmart or Food Line or the gas station. Why don't we give Him our family, our friends? How about we give Him our foes? Everybody in here has got somebody they don't like. And you say, well, I love everybody. That's a lie. What you need to say is, just like Albert Blankenship said about women. Albert Blankenship said, women, all women are pretty, just some are a whole lot prettier. And you'll get that in a minute. I mean, some are way down here. Right? And we can say we love everybody, so what we'll have to say is, well, I just don't love them as much as I do them over here. That would be, but what it is, they're our foes. Listen, I've been in this thing long enough to know that everybody ain't on my side. I've been in this thing long enough to know everybody goes to church or ain't on my side. I ain't naive. Okay? I've eaten a lot of your houses and wasn't invited. I was dinner and supper many a time, but I wasn't invited.
Come on, preacher. Yeah.
How about we give Him our foes? Huh? Now, don't take the scripture out of context and say, I pray for my enemies. I pray that fire falls on their head. Heap coals of fire on their head. That's called vengeance. That's a Christian way of saying vengeance is mine. But the Bible says that vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay.
Amen.
We okay? How about we give Him our future? Won't you give Him your future? Won't you let Him have what's going to take place in your life? We okay? Psalms 116, verse 13. Well, what can I give him? Well, there's scripture. I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. The greatest thing we can do is take what he offers. If I'm going to give him something, why don't I give him honor for dying on the cross for me? That the lamb that was slain might receive glory for his suffering. So if you're not saved, that's the first thing you really can give him. You're not giving him your heart. You're giving him the respect of receiving what he paid for.
Yeah.
We okay? Talk to me. How about Psalms 116, verse 14? I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. I'm just going to tell you, there's a lot of commitment, we think, from everybody. But y'all must commit at home, because you sure don't commit much around this altar. You don't stand up and commit much. Did you catch what I said? See, the scripture said, I will pay my vows until now in the presence of all these people. We've all vowed and promised, have we not? We need to keep our word. We're the lightest bunch that's ever been saved. And we don't think nothing of it. And we can't stand for somebody to lie to us. How many of y'all said, I can't stand a liar? And we lie to God every day. Psalms 116, verse 17, I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. Do you realize, when I say all this, y'all going to think I'm just an accident waiting to happen. But you know, just physically, in September of 91, I got blowed up with 33,000 pound of air pressure. I was blown up. I was a guided missile. I remember sliding down the I-beam in the shop. They sewed me back together. In June of 92, I fell 26 feet flat on my back. All right? God walked in the house. I don't know about y'all. 26 feet is a long way to fall. That's all I can tell you. Fell flat across the set of treated lumber steps. All right? In August of 2001, Dr. Fleer and Dr. Olson appeared at the emergency room, said I had a heart attack, put me in an IC ward for 3 days, shipped me to Charleston. Dr. Goh went to work on me and gave me an IV drip of nitroglycerin all night, gave me shots of morphine, kept a monitor on me, a nurse sat by my bed all night long, and Larry Gothrop and Joe Schaefer and Allie Blankenship and Mooney and Mommy and Cheryl Ann gathered around my bed before they went and done a cath on me, August of 2001, and Larry Gothrop prayed, and when Larry prayed, the room lit up. Literally lit up. Believe what you want to believe. They took me down. My heart settled down. I went down to the cath lab. Dr. Goad said the same thing that Stanton said. He said, this is his exact, my God, them arteries are huge. He said, the only thing I know, he said, you had a heart attack. He said, but it must have been a clot went through. I thought you stopped up. Well, I'm just telling you what God's done for me physically. We okay? All right? Fell off a house 2 years ago. Flew me. I don't even think Rick was going to call him, but he's dead. He's all right. He's dead. Don't worry about it. I'm dead on my back porch. Cheryl says she scared like back into me. Shook me until I woke back up. Flew me to Huntington. Preached revival the next week. I didn't miss preaching. I fell off house on Monday. I was in the pulpit on Sunday. I hate I missed Wednesday. Are y'all listening to what I'm telling you? What will I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I had a stroke March the 1st of 19. Couldn't walk, couldn't talk. I've had four, what's them TI things?
Yeah.
I've had four of them since then. Lose my, well, Jerry and Trish just carried me, y'all carried me to the car once. Couldn't walk, couldn't talk. Time I got to the hospital, I was doing better. I've then had two of them blood cluster shots. Ain't that what they call them?
Yeah.
What is it? I've had two of them. Huh? You wouldn't think that. I look pretty good. Huh? Now I've got cancer. What will I render to the Lord for all His benefits toward me? What will I render to the Lord? Huh? I watched Him raise my boy off the deathbed.
Yeah.
Because of that, I don't know how many I was able to tell about Jesus and watch God save him down there in the hospital. Because of storms, I got to preach to all the doctors and nurses that come to the brain trauma symposium at Stonewall. To the helicopter paramedics and to regular paramedics and to doctors and nurses and present the gospel and have the doctor tell them he's telling you the truth as he stood there and wept.
Yeah.
And watch doctors and nurses lay their head down on the table and weep. What shall I render unto the Lord for all His benefits toward me? Are you listening to what I'm saying? In the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. I think I'll just go ahead and praise that. What are you going to give? Father, thank you for a sure word. I believe your word, and I believe, O God, that you want me. You just want me. So, Lord, I pray that you might give me the courage to give you me. And I pray for these dear people, Lord, that they'll quit playing and give themselves to you. In Jesus' name, amen.